Wilson following the shot gets the rebound basket, and it's 19-14. CBHS leads with a basketball. Drucker over the timeline. Cross court bounce past the Goldstein on the left corner of the Donahue. Back to Goldstein outside against that zone. To Rucker near midcourt. CDHS sets it up again to the right corner of Oswald. Back out to Rucker. It close to Donahue in the pivot. Left wing. 14 footer. In and out by Goldstein. Rebound. Snap for loose on the deck and picked up by Messick. The passer is Mike Shelley. Bounces the ball to Bobby Franklin and Messick owns it again. Trailing 19-14. Franklin starts right down the middle. Throws it up underhanded and he misses, but he is fouled by Ricky Oswald of CDHS. Actually, Franklin had no hope of making that shot. He was just trying to draw a foul, and he did his job well. He drew the foul. It'll be a one, this is a one or two. One shot. And he made the most of it. Well, Franklin gets the point. It's 19-15. The Memphis Panthers have snapped back to tail by four. CDHS with the basketball again, and it's Mike Goldstein, a good guard of the timeline. 1-3-1 zone, cross court pass to Rucker. They hook it in the post, intercepted by Mike Shelley and Messing, and he is fouled by Ricky Oswald. Just about there, and that is three fouls on Oswald. He is in trouble with 6:43 to go in the first half. And a timeout call by Russell Reed of CDHS. The coach, 6:43 left to go in the first half. It's 19-15, the brothers lead.
Jack, that foul could be very costly as far as the brothers are concerned, but you might expect that that switch from a zone to a man-to-man defense, and it's possible that Russ Reed will now go back to the zone with Oswald in the middle of it and hope that he can sort of hide him in there on defense so he doesn't pick up that fourth foul. But with 6:43 remaining here in the second quarter, their pivot man, who is their leading scorer up to this point, has three fouls. And notice Russ Reed has elected to lead him in, Jack, and I'd be interested to see whether they do go back to their zone.
Okay, 19-15 the score. 6:43 to play in the first half, and at the foul line for Messick with an important one and one is Mike Shelley. Shelley wants them both. He got the first. 19-16. The Messick Panthers, under Coach Sidney, having one of their better years. Second shot is good. He got them both. 19-17. The home team down by two. The visitors from CDHS had the ball. They get it over the timeline with Walter Rucker on the drive, and the last pass tossed away by Franklin. CDHS gets it back in the right corner to McHale, back out for a long one, headed by Rucker, the rim, the bucket, rebounded by 6-6-37 of Messick. There's the body, Tucker. He gets it over the timeline. Now the Panthers have a chance to score. Tucker goes to the foul line, cross court pass to Franklin, back to Tucker. Steps down the left side of the lane, shoots the 15 feet, he rims the bucket with it again, rebound, step forward, and they'll jump it. It'll be a jump ball between Dwayne Donahue of Messick and Bruce Wilson, or Dwayne Donahue of CDHS and Bruce Wilson of Messick. And they're going to jump it over the Messick foul line. CDHS in a defensive setup. Ball is up, threw it up too high, and Staff is finally made and is pulled off the deck by Pat McHale of CDHS, gets it over the timeline, hands the guard Walter Rucker, cross court to Goldstein, back to Rucker. The right corner to McHale, the far side, they're going to your left against the zone. And it's a good one, too. Back out front to Rucker, cross court pass to Goldstein, he's open, goes to the line, can't go. Left corner Donahue, takes it, dribbles cross court, back out front to Goldstein in the circle. Down the right wing to Rucker, drops the ball, picks it up, can't go, and it's intercepted by Bobby Franklin of Messick. So the Messick Panthers get it right back, and the brothers turn it over. Franklin over the 10-second line, goes toward the foul line, can't get in. Cross court, long pass to Bruce Wilson. For the bucket, he gets it to Terry Temple, back out front to Shelley. Now to Franklin outside, back down the left side line to Mike Shelley. Back to Franklin, goes to the foul line, throws it up there, hit it! He's fouled, but the basket does not count. But twice now, he's gone through there and thrown it up. This time the ball went in the bucket, but he was fouled before he got the shot away, obviously, and Bobby Franklin goes to the line, he might have a one and one. So, still a chance to get two. The first free throw by Franklin is no good. It rims the basket. We're going to have a lot of those tonight. Rebounded for CDHS by Oswald over the 10-second line. Two, Goldstein. 19-17, CDHS still leads by two. That kind of a moment of scoring lately the last couple of times down the court. Goldstein throws her up in 20 feet straight away, and he hit it. Mike Goldstein, just as if he hadn't scored, Goldstein guns one home. 21-17, the brothers lead by four. Messick has the ball. Quickly, Bobby Tucker back in the attack zone. Down the left side of Franklin against the zone. Yeah, this is on. They get it inside for a 13-footer that is no good by Mike Shelley. Rebounded for CDHS by little 5'8 Mike Goldstein. He comes over the 10-second line in a hurry. Takes the ball to the foul line. Feeds down the left wing Donahue. He lets it fly from 17 feet and he hit it. Wayne Donahue. Boy, the brothers get very hot and very cold. It all happens very quickly. 23-17. CDHS is in two in a row. That's back in the attack against that zone. And boy, it's pulled way back to the foul line. Now they're going to get that 15-footer. Left wing to Mike Shelley. He doesn't shoot. Back up front to Franklin to get to the foul line to Wilson. He starts in. Starts down the middle. Goes up for the shot. And is tied up by Dwayne Donahue of CDHS. Donahue has a big brace on his left knee. 4:24 to go in the first half. CDHS with a 23-17 lead. And a jump ball at the Messick foul line. The ball is up. Kicked up in the CDHS court. Picked up by McHale. He goes to the right sideline, covered by Bobby Franklin. Can't get in, back outside to Goldstein. Now Messick sets their defense, and CDHS attacks. And the two guys playing catch outside. Rucker has the ball, feeds the poster for a turnaround 14-footer, and it's shot. Nice shot by Ricky Oswald. And I guess Oswald is left-handed. I thought he was right-handed. He's left-handed. So a left-handed hook was as great as I thought. Still, it was a pretty shot. 25-17. There's CDHS, another warm streak, and a sliding layup shot by Mike Shelley is good, and it doesn't count for one reason. He took 3 sets before he got the ball out. Oh, boy, he gets beat two. But he, one more dribble, and he'd have been all right. 25-17. Those things happen to the best, though. It's the best of them, not me. None of that plays so long. CDHS attacking the domestic film. Ball goes out of bounds. And the domestic kid, Bruce Wilson, lying right at the referee's feet as he points the other way. Gets CDHS the ball out of bounds out of their own bucket. 25-17. The Brothers lead on the attack. A 20-footer from outside is good again by Mike Goldstein. Boy. The Brothers have these streaks, so they can hit anything. And so straight take off the bench is going to come another time out. As CDHS led by 2, they now lead by 10. 27-17. 3.5 minutes to go in the first half.
Jack, there's not much you can do about shooting as the week.
Well, again, they get on the foul line to Bruce Wilson, and they can't go. Back out front to Jerry Daniel, who's back in there down the left sideline to Bobby Tucker. They get on the left corner to Terry Temple. He drives Costcourt, can't go. Gets the Wilson foul line. Short Costcourt pass back to Temple to the right for a 15-footer. It's no good. Boy, that's having extreme difficulty getting their shots to drop. Rebounded by CDHS. Goes into the forecourt. Drills to 15 feet. He got it. Boy, CDC or CDHS, they're just shooting the eyes out of it now. 29-17, and Messick has gone incredibly cold. Daniel back to the Panthers. The foul line to Wilson. He starts in. Can't go. Ball knocked out of his hands. Not a bounds. And it'll belong to Terry Temple of Messick. Out of bounds. Into the offensive bucket as the big man, Jerry Owen, 6'7 center, comes back in. And Terry Temple comes off. Both these boys are very slender kids. And Owen standing there has the ball knocked out of his hands by Dwayne Donahue. And that is a technical foul called on Donahue because you got to give him a little space there. Donahue reached from inbounds and knocked the ball out of Owen's hands. He was standing out of bounds. Joe Sutter, here's the technical foul domestically, Mike Shelley. And it's 2:53 to play in the first half. A fast-moving ball game. And the Brothers with some superior shooting in spurts. I don't remember a high school team this year being, and the free throw is no good. So after the technical, it'll be Messick's ball out of bounds at midcourt. Daniel lobs it in to Bobby Tucker. Back to Daniel against that 2-1-2 zone. Down the left side by Tucker. He left it 5 and 23 feet. He missed it off the rim. Rebound is cut for. And boy, the little man Goldstein has got it knocked out of his hand by Mike Shelley of Messick. But Shelley hit him on the arm and the foul is called on Shelley. 2:42 to go. Here's Bobby Franklin coming back in. And Tucker is coming out. Messick has three kids on their team wearing glasses. Not that that means anything, it's just an observation. Free throw by Goldstein coming up, and he missed it. Rebounded for CDHS by Donahue, who throws it up left-handed. He missed it. Rebounded by the big man Oswald in close. He hit it, but he is fouled by Messick's Bobby Franklin. Messick, a bigger team, smaller team actually in inches, but CDHS, their men inside have more weight and look stronger. And this is equally important, I'm sure. Oh, no, it is. Oswald at the line for CDHS. 6'5", must weigh about 190. Free throw underhanded is good. Gets another one. You don't see one kid in 100,000 who shoots underhanded free throws, but the coaches really don't care, I don't think, as long as they go on the hoop. 30-17, CDHS pulls away. Second shot is off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Dwayne Donahue of CDHS, and he steps on the line. So Donahue is out of bounds, gives Messick the ball. 30-17, the Panthers well behind. They haven't scored in a long time. They trail 19-17. As they get to the foul line, but their big man Owen down the right wing to Rucker. Back out front, long one, had it from 20 feet. Is good again. Messick can't buy one by Bobby Franklin. Rebounded by Donahue, CDHS, long pass in the forecourt for a shot in the baseline of the basket. It's good by Mike Goldstein again. And boy, Goldstein has now scored 10 points off of the field. And CDHS cannot miss. Everything they do is right. 32-17. Messick back in the attack against that zone in the right corner to Wilson. He can't go. Back along the sideline to Daniel. Back way out front to Franklin. Here's a circle. He takes and feeds in close to Wilson. He takes. He puts it up. He misses. Partially blocked, I think. Anyway, they shot for the ball and it'll be a jump. A minute 54 to play in the first half from the Messick High Gymnasium. And the tip is up. It is controlled by Messick at the foul line by Shelley. Had a shot, didn't take it. Gets back to Franklin. Back to Shelley from the left. Doesn't shoot. Foul line to Owen. Back out front to Bobby Franklin. In the left corner to Shelley for a 22-footer. That is off the rim. No good. Rebound is Scott Ford. Taken out by the little man from Messick. Hooks it up left hand and he missed the face shot. And they Scott Ford. Another jump is called. It was little Jerry Daniel. 5'8". And he has threw a left-handed hook in there. They haven't gone in. I'd have come out of the chair. Good old jumping again. Donahue and Owen. And the tip is in the CDHS forecourt. Taking a Rucker. He drives. And Daniel slips and falls. Lands right on the flat of his back and is called for traveling. Not hurt. Bounces up and back on defense. A minute 34 to go. So if they got out of there, let's see, they in the second half, the second quarter, they scored 5 points. And they're not doing any, not just can't get a shot to go down. There's a 21-footer bounce right by Franklin, no good. Rebounded by Goldstein at CBA. Just and they got it in the fourth quarter. Rucker drives back, break legs, but got it! Beautiful play. Goldstein to Rucker for the driving two. 34-17. And the Panthers can't do anything right. CDA just can't do anything wrong. Franklin bops it down the left wing to Daniel. Back out front to Franklin in the circle. He feeds down the right wing. The 13-footer that is no good. They can't find one by Shelley. Rebound step boy taken out of the middle. And Daniel, as he comes dribbling out of the pack, he is fouled by Ricky Oswald. And that's his fourth. And into the CDA just lineup comes Jerry or C. Cone, number 10. And Ricky Oswald is down with 53 seconds left to go. At the free throw line is Jerry Daniel of Messick. His free throw is no good. They can't even hit a foul shot. Messick incredibly cold. They get the rebound to Owen for a turnaround jumper from 10 feet from the bucket. He missed that. Rebounded by the Brothers. Here they come again. In the fourth court is Dwayne Donahue. Puts the pass under the bucket that is intercepted for Messick by Mike Shelley. And the Panthers get it right back. Just to Bobby Tucker over the timeline. Down the left wing to Daniel. Can't go. Back to Tucker outside. The 22 foot by Tucker is no good. Missed the iron. That's right. Rebound in close by Messick back in the second for a 15-footer, and he rims it again. Rebound is set for, goes out of bounds, and it'll be given to Messick out of bounds under the offensive bucket. Boy, Messick, absolutely ice, frigid cold. Put in play by Mike Shelley. Lots it way outside, and Bruce Wilson is back in there. Cross court pass to Daniel. Daniel, about 25 feet away. It passes down the left wing to Shelley. Gets the ball out of Owen. There's his shot. He missed it again. Kept up, no good. Fought for it. Loose on the back and picked up by Steve Cone of CBA just in the far court, and Goldstein lets her fly as the buzzer sounds, but it's no good, and the first half is over. And boy, what a disastrous second quarter for Messick.
Duty here at Messick. How do you see the Prep League baseball teams this year?
Well, the Prep League baseball this year ought to be very good. The teams I see are going to be real tough. The CBC here, they've got some real good ball players coming back. White State can be real good. I believe Treadwell, White Station, CBC, these teams going to be real tough.
Well, of course, you mentioned everybody, Neil, but your own ball club, and I think maybe you've got some kids that are capable of playing pretty good baseball.
Yes, I've got probably one of the finest that I've ever seen, and this is Bobby Tucker, who's playing basketball here tonight. I've got a few other kids that should make my season a real success. I've had them for 3 years, and I hope these boys come through. I've got a couple of kids that's going to be real good, I believe.
Neil, it seems to me, in watching Bobby play, that he probably has got one of the best bats that high school kids can have.
Yeah, he's hit over 300 as a sophomore and as a junior, and I'm expecting big things out of him this year.
I think you used him as a pitcher some last year. Do you plan to do that again?
Well, I didn't plan to use him. I was only going to have to use him when going got pretty tough, and it did last year. I lost a few, two or three straight, and I had to have him to come in, and he did a good job. He wound up as a pitcher of 6-1, had a record of 6-1, and that was all in the latter part of the season, and he had a no-hitter during the tournament, which was a real good year for him.
And, of course, I guess, Neil, with pitching being the all-important factor, with a youngster that can get the job done, maybe you're going to have to consider him for a pitching role this spring.
Yes, I'll tell you, he is a real good pitcher, and I'll have to use him, I'm sure, but I've got a few other kids that I think are going to come around and help me a great deal. I've got a junior, a boy named Jimmy Pittman, and a senior, Ralph McNeely, that I'm expecting to carry a lot of the pitching burden for me this year, and I hope that Bobby can be a reliever and probably a stopper there in some of those real crucial games.
Neil, I wonder this, you think our weather might be a little better this spring?
Well, I certainly hope so. We had a real tough year last year, and I'm hoping maybe all our cold weather will be over here in February, and we'll get some good weather for this baseball season.
Well, of course, what do you do in your training? You're about, 4 weeks away from being able to start. What do you try to accomplish in that time before your first game?
Well, I have the boys right now in an exercise program there running during the afternoon, and St. Louis Cardinals had an exercise program that came out in a recent sporting magazine that I've got the kids on. It's conditioning and exercise and running program and so forth. That it's real good, and I have about 20 boys on this right now that they're working by the field, which I practice cannot start until March the 1st, but they're working on their own after too.
Now, isn't one of your big problems, Neil, early in the spring is to find the time to take hitting practice?
Well, yes, we're fortunate here at Messick. We have a pitch machine. Not all high schools have one, but our booster club is real nice about getting us one. And this is a good thing. It saves the pitcher's arm and saves old coach's arm, too. Well, I'm sure of that, and of course, normally they throw pretty good strikes.
Yes, they throw strikes every time, and that's what we have a problem with some of our pitchers.
Righto, Neil, I know this is a difficult question to ask, but in your league now, this encompasses CBC and Treadwell and Carver, Douglas, and Central, I believe. Who's going to be your competition?
I'd have to say CBC will be the number one. They have Dwayne Donahue playing out here. Did a real good job this summer in the Legion program. They've got two real good pitchers that are going to be real tough, and I see CBC is going to be the number one.
Well, Neil, we certainly expect Messick to be right up there, and of course we know the Christian brothers always are tough in baseball. We appreciate you taking time to visit with us tonight, and we wish you good luck this spring.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Neil Cardell, the baseball coach here at Messick High School. His club will be starting their work in about 3 weeks, and teams are back on the floor. But before we start the second half, let's pause for this word from
Mrs. But look at Judd out here, Keith, and he'll lay open on his back. 34-17. Messick reel off 15 straight points in the second quarter to take the big lead. The Timbers control, CDHS, and chip control by Messick, I meant to say. They got it. Tucker has the circle down the right wing to the little man Daniel. Back to Tucker down the left wing to Shelley. He can't go. Back to Tucker. Hooker flies 20 feet. He got it. And like I said, this can set Messick off, possibly to reel off 15 straight points as they put on a full court press and a foul is called on Jerry Daniel of Messick and going to the line to blow the record of CDHS. It's a funny thing. Or no, I beg your pardon. The foul is called on Wilson. Wilson and Daniel are both after him. And if Messick could not buy a bucket in the last about 6 minutes of the first half, first shot they throw in the third quarter goes in. Meanwhile, back at the foul line, Rucker puts it up and he nullifies half of that anyway. It's 35-19. Full court press by CBHS now. Messick operates against it very easily. Getting over the 10-second line is Daniel down the left side line, the near side to Shelley. He can't go. Back to Daniel in the circle. Dribbles to the left wing, bounces the left corner to Bruce Wilson. He tries to come cross court, throws up with a bucket. He hits! Wilson! They've been throwing a roll. A shot he never should have made, but it went in anyway. Nice shot, 35-21. The Panthers coming back strong. CDH back to the forecourt to Rucker. To the right, goes up with a shot. Blocked by Terry Temple, and he picks up the ball. CDHS still has a big lead, but Messick has it going good now. Panther is on the attack. Over the timeline, Daniel, the second near the circle. Daniel down the left wing, ball knocked out of bounds by Walter Rucker of CDHS. Put in play by the Panthers. Inbounds to Bobby Tucker. He throws it up to 20 feet. Hit it again. That's 3 in a row. And the Panthers are as hot in the third quarter as they were cold in the second. 35-23. Messick coming back. CDH has the ball. Rucker breaks the press. In the far corner, drives right down the middle. Hooks the pass over the bucket. It is intercepted by Jerry Daniel of Messick. And the brothers are finding trouble, finding it hard to do anything right. Messick gets it back down the left wing to Daniel along the baseline to left. Wilson can't shoot. Gets it back out front to Bobby Tucker. Goes to the line down the left wing. 17-footer is shot by Jerry Daniel. Boy, Messick now trails by 10, 35-25. We got one going now. Rucker breaks the press again to the far corner to Goldstein. In the left corner, long one, headed by Claude. It's not that. Rebound taken down by Messick. Mike Shelley has got it. The Panthers haven't missed from the field yet. And here they come again. They get it down the left wing to Daniel. He goes up for a 19-footer. He hit it again. Daniel, they don't miss. Safe shot. 35-27, and Russell Reed, the CDHS coach, wants a timeout. 6:02 to go in the third quarter, and the Panthers, who trail by 17 points at the half, now trail by only 8. And, Jack, we just had an offensive foul on Mike Goldstein just before that timeout was called, so Messick has the basketball and everything going their way. And as we said, at halftime, they couldn't buy a basket in that second quarter. They've done much for that percentage here in the first 2 minutes of this third quarter, hitting 5 in a row. And as Jack has so ably described, you don't know why these things happen, but man, when you got the hot hand, everything seems to go your way. And I hate, you know, to say I prophesied this, but I did say that it could swing around the other way in the third quarter, and so far it's been that. We've played a little over 2 minutes. Messick has the ball after the offensive foul. Tucker outside. CDC and CDHS in that zone. Down the right sideline to Shelley. Back outside to Tucker. Near the circle. Down the right wing to Shelley. Has a shot from 18 feet. Doesn't take it. Dribbles to the foul line. Doesn't go. Back up with the little Daniel. He starts down the left side of the lane. Can't get in. Kicks it back to the foul line to Terry Temple. Gives it back to Daniel for a 17-footer. They miss this and pulled out of the air nicely by Dwayne Donahue of CDHS. So maybe the timeout cool Messick off. Anyway, the brothers have the ball again. And they would seem to be in no hurry to put it up. Rucker outside. Against the zone, lobbed it on the left sideline to Pat McHale. Back out front to Rucker, cross going to Goldstein. Now they start the other way in the right corner to Donahue. Looks inside, he'll go. Back to Goldstein outside to Rucker near the circle. Goldstein, he's back to Rucker out front, left corner to McHale. Holds the ball, bounces in close to Donahue, drives, doesn't shoot, gets to Steve Krohn, and Krohn is fouled by Jerry Daniel. Donahue to the left of the bucket, couldn't get the shot away. pass to the right of the bucket to Crone, who was fouled. And so Steve Crone, number 10, is at the free throw line for CDHS. 35-27. In the second half, CDHS has scored 1 point. And Crone missed the free throw, dropped it off. Terry Temple grabs the rebound, plays to Tucker. And the Panthers own it again. Tucker over the timeline, to the circle, to the foul line. Gets to the guard coming around Daniel. Down the right wing for a long one-hander. A 19-footer is in and out. No good by Messick's Mike Kelly. Rebounded by CDA. Just Goldstein's got it down the middle. Stops at the line. Goldstein got it. Goldstein, nice shot. Boy, this guy Goldstein is one fine, tenacious little basketball player. He's only 5'8 and a senior. Well-built kid. That's 37-27. The Bulls have a 10-point lead back. And as I say that, that Bobby Tucker drills one from the left wing, 16 feet away, and it's 37-29. CDHS Donner, who breaks the press, he goes down the middle, feeds in close to McHale, doesn't shoot. Back to Goldstein at the line, whistle and a 3-second violation is called on Christian Brothers. 4:21 to go in the third quarter, and it's 37-29. Here come the Panthers. Jerry Daniel, 5'8", a junior, wheels it down the right wing to Mike Shelley, to the right of the line, the far side, to the foul line for a turnaround 15-footer that is so good. By Bruce Wilson, rebounded in close, put up no good by Shelley, and the rebound is taken down by Steve Crone of CDC to Goldstein, who gets it over the timeline and closes it down. Bang, 4 minutes even, left to go in the Coca-Cola clock. Way out front is Goldstein, long cross-court pass to Rucker, lob in the right corner to McHale, has the shot, doesn't take it, back to Rucker outside, cross-court to Goldstein. Left corner down, a dribble cross-court from the bucket, puts it up, and he missed it, rebound is taken down for Messick, nicely, by little Daniel. Boy, this guy's tough. 5'8", weighs about 130 pounds, but he goes for that ball like he weighs 210. Bobby Tucker in the right corner can't go. Back out front to Daniel. Back to Tucker down the right sideline. Long cross-court lob for a 19-footer that is no good by Shelley, shooting over a double screen against the zone, which is a pretty good pick. And they have called a jump ball on the fight for the rebound between Dwayne Donahue and Bruce Wilson. Donahue-Wilson, a little bit taller. Donahue gets the tip. It's pulled down by Bobby Tucker's Messick. And they have it again. Now it's a man-to-man. Tucker pumps from 20 feet. He missed everything. Hit the board. Rebound is loose on the deck. And little Daniel scrambling for it. And Daniel is on the floor. Rucker is sitting on his back. And Daniel comes up holding his left arm. I feel certain he is on it. He takes it off. 37-29. From the baseline to the left, Bobby Tucker puts her scene to within three. And look at the scoreboard. 37-34. Whistles up. Wilson's got it. Messick trails by three, can cut it to one, they have the ball. Way outside is Daniel, near the circle. Stops, doesn't shoot, hands the ball to Shelley, the line, he can't go, gets to the guy coming around second, goes to baseline, 13-footer is off the iron, no good. And Donahue rebounds. Tucker did not take a good shot. 2 minutes even left to go in the third quarter. CDHS back to the attack, hang on to that 3-point lead. Way out front is Mike Goldstein. He's the kind of a guy you like to have on your team. He controls the ball game and can shoot down the right wing to McHale, the near side of the line, back to Goldstein, 20-footer, off the rim, no good. Rebounded nicely for Messick and stolen away by Rucker of CDHS. He lost the ball. He died for it. It's loose on the deck and Goldstein comes up with it. Way out front. Still 37-34. The Brothers still have the lead. A minute 33 to go in the third quarter. Goldstein dribbling back and forth. Wheels it down the left sideline. The far side to Rucker. Hands is thrown at the line. He goes up 15 feet. Short foul. Foul is caught on Terry Temple. 6-6 of Messick. And Steve Stone, who has bang hanging out of the right is over his eyebrows, is at the line. I hope he can see the bucket. Minute 24 to play in the third quarter. And the left big guy, Jim. Then some moisture on the floor. One of the referees has the towel and wipes it up. At the line is Steve Crone of CDHS. That's two. His team only leads by three. Crone wants them both. First one's up. What's good? It is. 38-34. A great third quarter for Messick. A tremendous second quarter for CDHS. Second shot is good again. Going in the clutch, drill from both. And it's 39-34. Full court press by CDHS. Messick breaks it with a pass half a length of the court. They get it over the timeline to Wilson. He's double teamed. Cross court pass to Daniel near the circle. Bounce from the left corner to Shelley. Starts dribbling cross court. Can't go. Gives him the left corner to Daniel. Drives the baseline. And an offensive charging foul is called on Jerry Daniel. So the ball, the turnover gives the ball to CDHS with a minute 13 to go in the third quarter. Full court press by Messick. Donahue breaks it. Gets it over the 10-second line. Takes it right down the middle. Feeds from the left corner to McHale. Doesn't shoot. Kicks it back out to Goldstein near the circle. He doubles backwards toward midcourt. CDHS slows it down with a minute even to go. Down the left sideline to Crone, the corner to McHale. The far side. And the pivot to Donahue. Turns around. Takes it in. Shoots in front of the bucket. He got it. Donahue. Dribbled right down the middle. Shot about a little 6-foot lob shot and banked it in. 41-34. The Brothers now have some breathing room. Messick has the ball. Daniel to the attack in the circle. against the man-to-man. Down the left lane to Roddy Tucker. Dribbles toward the foul line. Turns around, shoots there, and it's short off the rim. Tucker gets the rebound drive, puts it in close. He missed it. And a foul is called on Steve Crohn of CBHS. And it'll be Roddy Tucker going to the free throw line for the Nestle Stampers. Nestle trails 41-34. 7-point deficit. They trail by 17 at the half. So they made up 10 of those. They can make up more right now. Here's the free throw by Tucker, and he got it. Nice shot. 41-35, 34 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Second shot, up and he got them both. Tucker in the clutch. 41-36, and a timeout is called by CDHS with 34 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Jack, I think the big adjustment that Russell Reed made at the last timeout was pitching his defense from a zone to a man-to-man. I'm
sure that his thinking was that Messick was so hot that he had to try to get some coverage on every person. Of course, this is tended to throw them off a little bit, but the momentum still seems to be in their favor, and of course, I'm sure that Coach Reed is looking forward to the point in the game where he feels he can risk to put Ricky Oswald back in. He's sat out all of this third quarter with four fouls, and of course, he was one of their leading scorers in the first half with 10 points, and also is their better one of their best rebounders, and this is not taking anything away from Steve Crohn, but I'm sure the some place in the fourth quarter we're going to see Oswald back in the ballgame.
Full court press by Messick. CDHS has the ball. They get it inbounds to Rucker, and Jerry Daniel of Messick fouls him. Four fouls on Daniel. And more I say, they don't want to lose him. Although he's only 5'8", about 130 pounds. He has a lot of moxie. Fights on this defensive board. If I was 5'8", with 130 pounds, I think I'd stay away from those defensive boards, but he sticks his nose in there pretty good. So into the lineup for Messick comes Bobby Franklin. He'll come in and make that ball, and the free throw by Rucker is good. So Daniel goes out, and Bobby Franklin replaces him. 31 seconds remaining in the third quarter. 42-36, CDHS leads. Messick defeated Christian Brothers on the Brothers' home court, and CDC trying to do the same thing here. Second shot by Rucker is good at 43-36, 30 seconds left to go. Full court CDHS left over the 10-second line. To Bruce Wilson, he gets the ball to Franklin along the right sideline, the far side, can't get in, back out to Bobby Tucker. He starts in, and the foul is caught on CDHS on Mike Goldstein. Goldstein commits the foul. Boy, he didn't want to commit it either. He didn't want to hit him, but he hooked him as he went by. One shot coming up for Bobby Tucker of Messick. 43-36 is the arithmetic. 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. Tucker's free throw. In the air, looks good. Off the rim, though, good. Rebounded nicely by Donahue of CDHS. Bounces to Walter Rucker, who gets it over the timeline, and short cross goes past the Goldstein, down the left side line to Rucker, the far side. CDHS going to your right. They double team him, he kicks it out to Goldstein, who takes it down the middle, stops, ball knocked out of the stands, picked up by Messick with 3 seconds left to go. You better hurry over the timeline to Temple. He fires from 20 feet, he missed it, but he saw the traveling anyway. And the third quarter has come to a conclusion at the end of three periods of play. The score is 43-2. Wait a minute, they're going to, the buzzer didn't sound, there must be about a half a second left. And now the buzzer is sounded. 43-36, CDHS leads. Back with the final quarter after this from Coca-Cola. A shot missed it. Now CDHS has the ball. He bops down the left side by the Rucker. He hooks the pass on the bucket that goes out of bounds. But touched last by Bruce Wilson. A message short belongs to the brothers. Out of bounds, out of the offensive basket. And it'll be put in play by Pat McHale, 6'1 senior. They run the out of bounds play, and the pass goes. Now he calls the timeout. So 7:38 left to go. And it's 43-36. CDHS
on the message. Jack, it appears that Pat McHale was afraid of that 5 second count, and in order to save the ball, he called a timeout. Of course, it's a good play, but it could prove to be otherwise later on in the event that they need that timeout. But Messick playing the zone, had good coverage, and Pat McHale wisely taking the timeout. And Oswald is back in there, Jack, and it should help CBC on the board.
You're right, I had noticed that. He is back in there. They get it to Donahue in the left corner. He's double-teamed, dribbles away from both men, gets it way back outside near mid-court to Rucker, cross-court to Goldstein. Boy, Messick really working hard on defense now to Rucker. Takes it down the middle, feeds in the left corner to Donahue. Dribbles between two men, goes to the foul line, hooks the pass in close for the shot by Oswald, and Oswald is fouled by Bruce Wilson and Messick. In the first quarter, Donahue and Oswald worked that play, where Donahue would dribble from the corner toward the free-throw line, suck that defense out and hook it to Oswald. So Oswald at the line has two big ones for the best of the brothers, and he missed the first. And he is unhappy. Boy, is he unhappy. Has another one home. Chance to redeem himself. He underhands it up, and he makes it. gets it again. Rebound is really battled for and finally taken down by Terry Temple as Messick gives the ball to Bobby Tucker. And let's see, they're back in the man-to-man. Tucker down the left wing goes up for a 14-footer. He missed it. Rebound is taken out finally for CDHS by Pat McHale after about three kids had a crack at it. Gets to Donahue. Donahue bounces over the timeline to Goldstein, and now CDHS back at work. They get it to Eckler. He starts in. Can't go. Double team. Looks to the open man. Hooks it around. It's intercepted by Bobby Franklin. He and Goldstein race to the bucket. And Franklin thought that they looked out of the corner of his eye and thought that Pat McHale was one of his men, and he had a two-on-one fast break going when he realized McHale played for the other team. He traveled with the ball. Not an unnatural mistake. You know, you just see out of the corner of your eye thinking, you think, boy, we got these guys 2-1, 2-on-1. Well, that's really shoving down their throat. Didn't work out that way. 43-36 remains the score. The Brothers lead with the ball. And against the zone, they see that he almost throws it away. Picked up by McHale. Back to Rucker outside to Goldstein. And left corner down a way back out front to Rucker. To Goldstein. Boy, they're really working that Messick zone now. Making a move. And a foul is called on Messick. Called on Tucker. And at the line will be for the Brothers, Mike Goldstein. Has a 1-1, and he missed the first part of it. Rebound by Oswald. Left-handed hook and close. Missed it. Rebound by Oswald again. Foul. Don't jump. Oswald likes that left hand, and now here comes a little rebounding help for Messick as 6-7 Jerry Owen replaces 6-6 Terry Temple. 43-36, the Brothers lead. Tip is controlled by Donahue, CDHS. He's in the left corner to Rucker. He comes back outside, runs into Tucker, gets across so fastly to Goldstein. Back to Rucker, down the left side, down to Donahue, to Goldstein of the line. There's the 15-footer, got it, Goldstein, boy. His seventh field goal, he has scored 14 points, and what a valuable man he's been to CDHS tonight. 45-36, Brothers Foley again. Messick has the ball, and needs some buckets beginning right now. Tucker gives on the weave, outside to Daniel, and down the right wing for a 19-footer, but it's good. Nice shot by Mike Shelley. So the Brothers get that two, or the Panthers get that two back, 45-38. Full court press by Messick. CDHS breaks it. Here they are. 3-on-1. Down to the middle of the bucket. Pass in close. Knocked away. Loose. Little Daniel dives for it. Boy, and he is landed on by Ricky Oswald. Daniel's 5'8". Oswald is 6'5". That's how I weigh him by 80 pounds. Daniel is a spunky little rascal. Boy, I like the way he plays. Tip is controlled easily by Oswald. About a foot taller. And CDHS controls the ball along the baseline to McHale for a 14-footer. Rebound Oswald. Up. No, that's kept up by Donahue. No, that's kept up by Oswald. No, that's kept up by Messick. No good. Rebound is set back, and Donahue gets it. So the runner is controlling the offensive boards. Donahue dribbling around in the circle. Back out front to Rucker. He's dribbling around in the circle. Gives to Goldstein in the right corner. Long one-hander is no good by McHale. Rebounded by Art, by Dwayne Donahue. He goes up with a shot, and he is fouled by Jerry Owen of Messick. Boy, the Brothers playing volleyball. 5:19 left to go, 45-38, CDHS leads. Donahue has a pair, the first of which looks good, it is. Dwayne Donahue now has scored 9 points. Oswald has 10. Rucker has 11. Goldstein has 14. McHale hasn't scored. Steve Stone has 2. He's not playing right now. Second shot by Donahue is no good. Rebounded by the big 6-7 man, Owen of Memphis. Clears to Mike Shelley. Here they come. Over the timeline of Tucker. Down the right side back from the corner. A 25-footer is short. Tucker shifts the rebound back in, picked up by Wilson. He doubles from the bucket, goes up for the shot, and a whistle in a 3-second violation is called on Jerry Owen of Messick. Tough break for the Panthers as they give up the basketball. The Brothers get it with an 8:46-38, 8-point margin. And Messick intercepts the pass inbounds. They get it to Wilson. He drives. The whistle, and he stepped out of bounds, I guess. Anyway, CDHS has the ball. The Brothers again against their press. They get it to Donahue. A long pass over the timeline is intercepted by Shelley and Messick. So the Panthers get it right back. In the right corner, long ahead of Tucker in the air. It's in the net. Tucker hit it. 46-40, and the Panthers are coming back again. Full court press, Goldstein over the timeline to Rucker. Messick really humping on defense now, working hard. They get it past in, they give it knocked away, picked up by Rucker. He starts in, can't go. Back out front to Donahue, across court to Goldstein. Way outside, in and short, the Messick defense is all over the place. Back to Goldstein, 4:32 to go, 46-40, CDHS leads. Rucker at the 10-second line, gets away to Donahue at the foul line. Long cross court pass by Donahue, and he's hit in the arm by Bobby Tucker of Messick. First off, the lead has the two guys over there, Goldstein and Rucker, telling him exactly what he wants to do. Meanwhile, back at the foul line, Dwayne Donahue has a 1-1 of the first shot. He's good. He banked it in. Ooh, Donahue turns away, realizing that was just pure unadulterated luck. You don't bank in free throws. But they got it, 47-40. He'll not try to bank this one, and believe me, he misses. Rebound is fought for and picked off the deck for the Panthers by Jerry Owen. Where's the little man? Jerry Daniel. Here he comes. Messick trails 5-7. Daniel down the middle of the foul line. Can't go. Back out front to Tucker. He takes down the left side of the lane. Goes to the baseline. There's a 17-footer. He missed it off the rim. Rebound is rebound is taken down by Donahue of CDH. Still others going right back. Leading by 7 with 4:03 to go in the third in the final quarter. Over the 10-second line to Rucker. They're all over him. And a foul has gone on. Bruce Wilson. Boy, he and Daniel were both there. That's 4 on Wilson. Daniel also has 4. Domestic defense realizing they got to get the ball. 3:58 left to go in the final quarter. 47-40 CDHS leads. Rucker has a couple of free throws coming. If he hits the first, which he'd hit, it's 48-40. Into the domestic lineup comes number 13. Tommy's second shot is good. Tommy Cole. Foul is in and Daniel is up. At guard, so here they come. Bobby Tucker gets it over the timeline. 3:55 to go. The Panthers down by 9. Tucker goes to the left corner of the near side. Drives the baseline. The foot play is down. He misses. And the rebound is knocked out of bounds. Given two. Messick out of bounds. Over the offensive bucket. Boy, Mike Goldstein played at school. Let him shoot. And grabbed the rebound and then lost it. So inbounds to Owen. Kicked it out to Tucker. Goes to the right sideline. The far side. And McCoy goes left there. He misses. Rebound is taken down by little Goldstein. Underhands the pass to Donahue. Donahue bounces back to Goldstein. Guarded by Tucker. Now picked up by Powell. Gets the pass away to Donahue out of the bucket. Long pass over the timeline to McHale along the right sideline, the near side. Back out to Goldstein near midcourt, and Goldstein is fouled by Powell. Powell connects the foul. 3:25 remaining. 49-40. CDHS would seem to have this touch away, but Messick in the third quarter, each team has been incredibly hot and cold alternately, it seems, in this ballgame. If the Panthers get hot, they can get back into it. But they better get hot beginning right now. And Powell gets it back into the attack zone. The action out of the court. Powell gets the screen, goes to the right corner of the far side. Puts it up from there, and he hit it, but it will not count. A blocking violation had been called on CDHS on Mike Goldstein. 4 fouls on Goldstein. And at the line, for Messick is Bruce Wilson. And he has the 1-1. Boy, does Messick need both these. Wilson puts the first one on the glass. And it is. Good. 49-41. The Panthers trail by 8. Real good basketball game at the Messick High Gym. The brothers have controlled it. They went crazy in the third quarter. Or second quarter, that is. Second shot is good again. So Wilson hits them both. It's 49-42. The brothers working out to protect that 7-point lead. Here they come, inbound to Goldstein. He is double-teamed, ball knocked out of his hands. Goldstein, Rucker gets it back. Clears to Donahue over the 10-second line of Goldstein, and the brothers in the action end of the court, hanging out of that lead. Long pass outside to Rucker, cross court to Goldstein. 3 minutes even left to go. CDHS trying to freeze the ball. They have a big five-man diamond, two men out, two men in, one man in the middle. And they're just moving the ball around, and the Messick defense is running its legs off. And a foul is called. As Walter Rucker started down the right sideline, he faked. Bruce Wilson took the fake and landed on him. And Wilson is fouled out of the ball game. Wilson scored 11 points. Set that 10 points. And Terry Stanbrook, number 24, replaces him. Stanbrook. 49-42, CDHS leads. Rucker's free throw is good at 50-42. So as long as the brothers convert these free throws, they would seem to be in no imminent danger of losing their lead. They lead now by 8. Rucker can up it to 9. He puts it up and he missed it. Rebound it for his message by Mike Shelley. Clears to Tucker over the timeline. The right corner to Stonebrook. He can't go. Back to Tucker outside for a 21-footer. Straight ahead. He hit it. Bobby Tucker. Tucker scored his 8th field goal. He has 18 points. And it is 50-44. The Panthers trail by 6. And Tucker intercepts the pass. Gets him out of bounds. Stays it out. Stonebrook got it. In the right corner of the pile, over the bucket and close to Tucker for a center round 6 footer. He missed it. Rebound is taken down by Oswald of CDHS and he's tied up. Oh, foul is called on Messick on 6-7 Jerry Owen. And it'll be Ricky Oswald, 6-5 of CDHS at the line. Oswald is at 2 out of 6. He has 4 a field goal, so he has scored 10 points, but his foul shooting has been erratic. He has a 1-1 right now. His team leads by 6 and he missed it. The rebound to Messick. Taken out by the Panthers, but Tucker over the 10-second line. Panthers back in the action, and Tucker from 21 feet. Goes again, he missed everything. Missed iron. Ball is knocked out of bounds, it belongs to Messick. So the Panthers get a break. They don't get the rebound, but they control the ball anyway. Number 10 comes in, and that is Ken Lomo. Messick kicked way outside, a foul. He goes toward the left corner, facing the pivot. But they turn around in close. Black foul is called. Bubble will be at the line. A foul is called on Ricky Oswald. And Oswald is out of there with 5 fouls, and Steve Strong is back in the lineup for CDHS. At the line is Lomo of Messick with 2. Boy, a couple of big ones for the Panthers. they trail by six. Lovell's first shot is no good. It rims the bucket. He has another one. Second shot. Is up, and he got that one. So Lovell is one out of two, and the difference now in the ball game is 5 points. With a minute 59 to go. Breaking the press is Donahue, and he loses the ball. And Donahue backs it out of bounds and launches the message. The Panthers are down by five with the basketball. Minute 53 to go. The first game, the league game, went into overtime. Messick down the right side behind his Stonebrook. He left it 5-25. He misses. The ball goes out of bounds. Stonebrook took a shot. He probably wouldn't take it. He had thought about it. But he didn't, and he took it anyway. Full court press. And Goldstein stepped out on the out-of-bounds line when he threw it back in. So Messick gets the ball again. A minute 46 to go. They trail by five. Put in play by Powell. He goes in the left corner to for a long one header that is no good by Tucker, that's right, Tucker, and the ball is batted on the bounce, and they got to jump it. Totally a jump ball to the Messick foul line between Stonebrook and Rucker. Stonebrook and Messick, Rucker and CDHS. And the tip is pulled down by Dwayne Donner, who is the brother. Gets the pass away to Mike Goldstein. He's over the timeline, a minute 36 to go. Goldstein gets the bounce pass away to Rucker, and the left corner of the cone, back to Rucker along the sideline. Near the 10-second line of Goldstein, he starts down the left sideline, way back up under Rucker, and the brother's trying to put him out in the deep plays. And a foul is caught on CDHS. On number 13, that's Powell. And going to the line for the brothers will be Walter Rucker. Rucker has hit 8 out of 9 from the foul line. Messick takes the worst guy in the world to foul because CDHS leads by 5. Rucker could increase that lead to 7 to get them both. And the first shot is the bucket he put up. It is in the air. It is. Good. Rucker is 9 out of 10. 15 points for Walter Rucker. 5-11 guys. 51-45. Rucker's second shot. Looks good again. He got it again. 10 free throws by Rucker, 52-45. And the Messick stars right now look hopeless as Bobby Tucker gets it back. Goes to the foul line. Has the ball knocked out of his hand. And a foul is caught on Mike Goldstein of CDHS. And Goldstein is out of there. And he is replaced by number 33, Don Williams, a 6-foot junior. Or Wilhelm. So Wilhelm is in. And Mike Goldstein, who is a fire, good basketball player, great competitor. Boy, it's Jim Battleship. What is he? 5-8. Tucker at the line is the one along for Messick, and he got the first. All the minute 19 to go. Messick trying to hang tough. They trail 52-46. Second shot, Tucker. Up. And he got them both. Tucker scored 20 points for the Panthers. Full court first by Messick. Donner, who double teamed in the backcourt. Now dribbling out of the pack and is fouled by Powell at Messick. And Dwayne Donahue now goes to the foul line. A minute 16 remaining. 52-47. And Dwayne Donahue at the line. Donahue has a 2 out of 4 tonight. He is 3 out of 5 now. Boy, one thing about the CDC players, when they throw the brothers, when they need foul shots, put them in the hoop. Here they come. That's a great back, Tucker, to the foul line. Turn around, jumper by Tucker. He's got it! Got another one. He's got it. From the foul line, 15 feet away. 54-49. Full court press by Messick, CDHS, Dwayne Donahue breaks it, takes her down the middle, kicks it back outside to Rucker, way outside to Wilhelm. Down the right sideline to McHale, back to Wilhelm off front, and McHale is fouled by Stonebrook at Messick. Both have McHale go to the foul line, and CDHS, to care how many times they are fouled by Messick, McHale has not attempted a free throw tonight, has not scored. So he gets his first chance right now, a big 1-1. The first shot is up, and McHale got it. So he has scored a point of 55-49. 54 seconds left to go. Second shot is in the air, and it's in the air. Got them both. Pat McHale, nice play. 56-49, 7 points in 54 seconds. Could happen. Tucker back for Messick. Down the right wing. 18-footer Tucker is no good. Rebound step four. Everybody's got it. Nobody's got it. They'll jump it. It'll be a jump ball to the Messick foul line between Dwayne Donahue of CDHS for one, and Mike Kelly of Messick for another. And the tip is controlled by Steve Stone of CDHS. Clear to Walter Rucker. Back to Donahue in the backcourt. Gets it away to Rucker over the 10-second line. 41 seconds to go. Rucker along the baseline to Rucker McHale. He doesn't shoot it. Gets away back outside to Wilhelm instead down the left side line.